In Ohio, a chapter of a leading Muslim civil rights group has fired its top leader, claiming he shared information about the organization with an anti-Muslim hate group. From member station WVXU in Cincinnati, Tana Weingartner reports.
In an astonishing announcement, the Columbus-Cincinnati Board of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says it has proof its executive director, Roman Iqbal, has long been passing information about its national organization to an anti-Muslim hate group.
It is a complete act of betrayal.
Whitney Siddiqui is CARE Ohio's community affairs director. She alleges that Iqbal secretly recorded meetings and shared them and emails with a group called the Investigative Project on Terrorism, founded by Stephen Emerson.
He is known for spreading hate, vitriol, and anti-Islamic rhetoric. Emerson and IPT have a history of promoting conspiracy theories about Muslims.
CARE Ohio officials say the allegations follow an independent third-party investigation by its national headquarters. They say Iqbal admitted to leaking information to the other group. When contacted, Iqbal's attorney declined to comment for this story. CARE alleges that IPT has spent years using moles trying to infiltrate and spy on prominent mosques and Muslim American organizations, including the Columbus Cincinnati chapter. CARE Ohio also reportedly found $4,000 worth of suspicious purchases from weapons retailers on a work-issued credit card Iqbal administered. In another twist, officials say a package containing parts for an AR-15 rifle was mailed to its Columbus office earlier this week. Hussein Rashid studies Muslims in American popular culture at the New School in New York. He finds the allegations troubling, but not surprising.
Groups like the Investigative Project on Terrorism seem to be dedicated to tearing Americans apart, where you have one group of Americans paying another group of Americans to spy on their own communities. I think that's deeply troubling and deeply upsetting.
CARE Ohio official Whitney Siddiqui calls the allegations heartbreaking, but says it won't stop them from continuing their efforts to protect and defend Muslims in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.